Title: Yita LLC v. McNeil IP LLC 2022-1373, 2022-1374, Federal CIR June 6, 2023. Content: This decision addresses the PTAB's secondary considerations analysis in an IPR final written decision. Background: Appellant Yita sought inter partes review of two patents sharing a specification, both of which are directed to the vehicle floor tray. In one IPR, the board determined that claims of one patent, the 186 patent, were not unpatentable for obviousness. The board determined that there was a motivation to combine and reasonable expectation of success in combining the prior art references to arrive at the claimed inventions, but rejected Yita's obviousness challenge because Appellee McNeil's secondary considerations evidence was compelling and indicative of non-obviousness. In the other IPR, involving the 834 patent, the board found certain claims unpatentable for obviousness and found unpersuasive McNeil's secondary considerations evidence, which Yita had argued without dispute from McNeil was identical to the secondary considerations evidence in the IPR involving the 186 patent. The board found that this evidence focused on features not recited in these claims. Regarding the other challenged claims, the board rejected Yita's challenge at the prima facie stage of analysis, finding that a particular limitation was not disclosed by any of the asserted prior art references. In relying on that finding to hold the prima facie case unpersuasive, making secondary considerations immaterial for these claims, the board declined to consider an argument that Yita raised in a footnote in its reply brief, finding that argument outside the scope of a proper reply. Yita appealed both final written decisions, arguing with respect to the first IPR that the board made a results determinative legal error regarding McNeil's secondary considerations evidence in rejecting Yita's obviousness challenge, and with respect to the second IPR that the board abused its discretion by not considering its footnote argument. On appeal, the Federal Circuit sided with Yita on its first argument but rejected Yita's second argument. Issues: did the board err in its decision regarding McNeil's secondary consideration evidence in rejecting Yita's challenge to the claims of the 186 patent? Was there abuse of discretion in the board's decision not to consider the new footnote argument Yita made? Holdings: the board legally erred in its secondary considerations analysis. There was no abuse of discretion in the board's decision. Reasoning: the decision first sets forth the legal standard regarding obviousness, including secondary considerations. Namely, that secondary considerations include whether the claimed invention has been commercially successful, whether it solved a long-felt but unsolved need in the art, and whether the relevant industry praised it. To be relevant, secondary considerations must have a legally and factually sufficient connection, nexus, to the claimed invention. A nexus is presumed when a commercial product, if relevantly successful, for example, is the invention disclosed and claimed in the patent. Regarding issue 1, the Federal Circuit found that the board's finding of a nexus rested on legal errors, and once those errors are corrected, the finding is not supported by substantial evidence. First, the board stated that its finding regarding Rab-S, one of the three prior art references Yita relied on, disclosure does not establish that close conformance, a key feature recited by the challenged patent, was well known, as Yita contended. The Federal Circuit explained, however, that its case law makes clear that objective evidence of non-obviousness lacks a nexus if it exclusively relates to a feature that was known in the prior art, not necessarily well known. Where prior art teaches a feature and a relevant artisan would have been motivated to use it in combination with other prior art teachings with a reasonable expectation of success to arrive at the claimed invention, as the board found below, a secondary consideration related exclusively to that feature does not logically undermine the inference from those premises that the claimed invention would have been obvious from the full body of prior art just because the feature was not well known. Second, the board, citing WBIP, LLC v. De Kohler Company, 829F.3D1317, Federal CIR 2016, stated that the Federal Circuit instructs that it is the claimed combination as a whole that serves